The post that probably generated the most productive frustration this week is titled, "The Prototype Isn't the Product," submitted by SMKK with 127 points and 109 comments. The core argument is deceptively simple. AI is exceptional at generating something that looks like a working product, and that appearance is exactly what makes it dangerous. The gap between a convincing prototype and something you can actually ship to users is where all the hard engineering work still lives. And AI doesn't cross that gap for you.
This connects directly to a broader pattern I've been watching in the enterprise software market. Companies that adopted AI coding tools in 2025 are now running into what some analysts are calling prototype debt, a cousin of technical debt, but with an added psychological trap. Because the AI-generated prototype looks finished, teams are less likely to budget time for the integration work, the error handling, the edge cases, the security review. The prototype sets false expectations upstream with product managers and executives, and then engineering takes the blame when the timeline balloons.
The HN comment thread is pretty illuminating on this. Several engineers are pointing out that AI is actually quite good at the parts of software development that look impressive in a demo, generating UI components, writing database queries for the happy path, producing documentation. It's genuinely poor at the things that make software reliable at scale: race conditions, failure modes, graceful degradation when a third-party API goes down at 3 a.m. One commenter put it well, "I writes code like someone who's never been paged at 2 a.m.
And that brings us to the QM project, the multiplayer agent harness from YC Software on GitHub, which scored 584 points with 121 comments. This is a much more interesting take on the same problem. Instead of asking AI to build the whole thing, QM coordinates multiple AI agents working on different parts of a problem simultaneously. The multiplayer framing is deliberate. You're treating agents like junior developers who each own a task, and there's a harness managing their work.
The YC Software provenance matters here. This isn't an academic paper. It's a tool that people building startups are apparently already using. The design philosophy is closer to the AI as collaborator model than the AI as replacement model, which I think is the direction the HN community finds most credible. Several commenters noted that the real value of QM isn't raw capability, it's coordination, keeping multiple parallel workstreams coherent without a human orchestrating every step.
Google's Chrome bug fixing numbers are the third piece of this puzzle. The claim in their blog post is that in June 2026 alone, AI helped identify and fix more Chrome security vulnerabilities than were fixed in the entire preceding two-year period. 545 comments on that one, and the community is doing exactly what you'd expect, interrogating the methodology, asking whether these are comparable classes of bugs, noting that some of the fixes may be simpler issues that humans previously deprioritized.
The skepticism is warranted, but doesn't fully undermine the claim. Even if you discount the numbers by half, a step change improvement in security bug throughput is significant. Chrome is one of the most attacked surfaces in the world. It runs on roughly 3 billion active devices. If AI can genuinely accelerate the security patching cycle, that's not a product demo. That's working infrastructure. And it partially answers the prototype isn't the product critique. Google's security team isn't using AI to replace engineers. They're using it to scale a specific, well-defined task with clear success criteria.
Which is probably the honest resolution of the tension. AI is powerful when the task is bounded, the success criteria are measurable, and experienced engineers are in the loop to catch what it misses. It's a liability when it's treated as a product completion machine. The HN community seems to have largely landed on that read, and the three stories together make a coherent picture.